Department of Education has announced a new grants competition for states to develop or improve their early learning programs. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
The Preschool for All plan would help all states keep their promises to our children and ensure that more than a million additional kids, regardless of zip code or family background or income, are ready to succeed in school and beyond.
That's U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan talking about the Obama administration's Preschool for All initiative, which the president talked about during his State of the Union address this year.
Tonight, I propose working with states to make high-quality preschool available to every single child in America. That's something we should be able to do.
Now, the U.S. Department of Education has announced the launch of a new $250 million preschool development grants competition that will help states build, expand, and improve high-quality preschool programs for children from low- and moderate-income families. The grants are for states to develop preschool programs or to improve or expand on existing programs. Chris Perry, the executive director of the First 5 Years Fund, a nonprofit that advocates for early childhood education, says both categories are important.
It's really indicative of where we are in America today with early learning programs. States like Florida really done a great job of meeting the needs of children that want to go to preschool, and other states haven't had that as a priority and need that development grant money to get started. And a state like Florida, with so many kids in the program already, would probably benefit from funds to help them analyze, evaluate, and improve the program.
Florida is one of the 36 states, along with the District of Columbia, that would be eligible for expansion funds, while 15 states and Puerto Rico can vie for development grants. The First 5 Years Fund's Chris Perry says that even within states that have programs, like Florida, there are some regions doing better than others.
There are neighborhoods and communities that are more affluent and have more resources, and more kids are able to go to preschool because their parents can afford it. And then there are neighborhoods where kids who really need those services and benefit very much from them, their parents don't have the resources for them to go. And at one point, when they turn 5 or 6 years old, all those kids end up in the public school system together for kindergarten and beyond. And so it really behooves us, and Arne Duncan understands this, to get all the kids ready for kindergarten, no matter where they live.
And Perry says there are many long-term benefits to early education.
Evidence has shown over and over again that there are lifetime benefits from early learning programs. We've seen studies now that have followed Head Start students into their 50s and evaluated how they're doing financially, how their health is, and frankly just how they're doing emotionally. And they do better than children of the same age who didn't attend a high-quality early learning program. There are those lifetime benefits, but there are also very immediate benefits to children who go. Even for 1 year, they do better when they start kindergarten on very observable things such as knowing their numbers and letters, but even more importantly, understanding how to be in a group, how to be with another adult, how to be with other children, how to manage themselves, but also how to learn from someone other than their parents. I think those skills take several months to acquire, and children who go even 1 year before, much less 2, 3, or 4 years before, do better.
And when it comes to access to early education programs, the Sunshine State ranks near the top of the list.
There's a tremendous amount of access in Florida. More than 80% of 4-year-olds are able to go to an early learning program for at least half the day.
Chris Perry also says any grants for Florida could be used to improve the quality and expand the existing programs. Like the Obama administration's Race to the Top program, states will now submit proposals for early learning projects according to the needs of their region.
And we know how different a southern state and a northern state or a rural state versus one with more urban areas. Their needs really do need to be decided upon by the leaders of the state versus the Department of Education, Washington, D.C., dictating what every state should have, how much of it, you know, when it starts, when it ends. I think it's good to put those benchmarks in place, but the real details, I think, have to emerge from the leaders in that state.
States' applications will be judged on several criteria, including implementation or improvement of high-quality preschool programs, aligning programs with school districts and other early learning providers, and creating a birth through third grade continuum of services. Applications are due on October 14th. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.